Welcome to the show, my friend. What's your name?
I'm Alex Balan from Bitdefender.
And what does Bitdefender do?
Bitdefender is a cybersecurity company. We provide security solutions for consumers, enterprises, the whole spectrum.
All right, so now be more specific for me. What are you trying to solve specifically?
Well, we're solving many, many kind of challenges. Particularly at this conference, we have our enterprise unit, which is showing our enterprise solutions, stuff like virtual machine protection, hypervisor introspection, a number of solutions, endpoint security, everything
right.
In the enterprise spectrum. And we also have our research team over here doing, we're going to do a talk at DEF CON about IoT security.
Oh, good, okay.
And, yeah, we're going to show something quite scary, actually. How, well, just a sneak peek, something like, we found a way through which about 200,000, if not more, devices could be compromised very, very easily with something not as trivial as the Telnet exposure, which was like last year, but just a little bit more complicated, but not that complicated. Somebody that is going to watch the talk, the next day is going to be able to do it themselves.
Right. Now, do you want to give us any more information at SecurityGuyTV.com? What type of devices are you talking about? Something we're not thinking about, I suppose.
Okay, I'm just going to give you a quick scoop.
All right.
They shouldn't be exposed in the internet. The users do not know that they're exposed in the internet. So you put it in your house, okay? You
right.
set it up, you connect it to your Wi-Fi, you connect it to your router, you use it, you manage it through their cloud, through their mobile app.
Right.
But at the same time, they tell the router to do port forwarding, it's called, which is telling the router to expose the device in the internet. Now it's directly accessible. And
oh.
we've discovered that the firmware used by these devices has been OEM'd by many, many other IoT producers in other colors, other buttons, but the same code. So all of these can be compromised right now.
I knew my refrigerator and my thermostat were going to kill me one day. It's going to go rogue. I just knew it.
Or sounds like,
I'm very intrigued.
Or nanny cam.
Oh, very interesting stuff. Well, he's not going to tell us, but that's okay.
No.
We're going to see tomorrow.
All right. Excellent. Well, I like this stuff. What do you think?
I think it's on the cutting edge, and the fact that you're raising awareness is stellar.
Yep. I mean, one of the things that I'm going to want to touch on during the talk is, so besides the research itself, I would want the security community to focus a little bit on mass hacks. So there's a lot of papers. The name of the talk is IoT, the gift that keeps on giving. because you can, as a researcher, you can just go into Target or Best Buy, and pick any device that you want and go home, and in 2 days you're going to have a research paper that you can publish at any conference. I'm not kidding. So it's that easy. So that being said, most of the talks that have been appearing so far were stuff about Bluetooth hacking, stuff that require close proximity to the device. And it's fun to hack one device at a time. However, we've discovered that there's a big looming threat of mass hacking hundreds of thousands of devices.
Simultaneous.
Yes. And I would encourage the security community to start focusing on those types of threats because those have a big impact on, you know, on the state of the internet worldwide.
Now, you ever Batman the Dark Knight?
Of course.
Now, remember when Mr. Fox at the very end turned on all the cell phones in Gotham City?
Yeah.
Remember? And
yeah.
used them as cameras?
Yeah.
It's technically possible, isn't it?
Of course. I mean,
right.
Yeah, everything is technically possible if you think about how devices are connected,
yeah.
how they're talking to their own cloud, and how their cloud is talking to the mobile apps that control the devices. So there's a lot to be discussed on this topic.
Interesting.
Yep.
So what type of clients do you have? You mentioned enterprises, consumers.
Yep.
Could you speak to the small and medium-sized business? Can they afford you? Can they afford this capability that you offer?
Absolutely. It's going to fall probably into the enterprise unit, but our enterprise team has a dedicated team, especially for small and medium companies.
Excellent.
So, and they have solutions tailored especially for those companies, stuff with like in the cloud management, so you don't have to have an on-premise server, so you can just use the cloud server from us, and that's going to manage all your endpoints and everything. So, yeah, we don't have solutions specially tailored for SMBs.
So for consumers, you are also their outsourced CISO, which I like.
No, yeah.
Well, yeah. Bitdefender has been a tech company for the past 20 years.
20 years?
Actually, yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, we are integrated. We don't integrate anybody, but we are integrated by about 150 companies in the security space. So our engines are that good. And we've been known to be a consumer company up until about 6 or 7 years ago when we started to push the pedal on enterprise. So right now, I think they're balanced. I think the enterprise unit actually has started to overcome the consumer unit. So, yeah.
Great.
So what keeps you up at night? What do you worry about the most?
Right now, I'm worried about my talk tomorrow.
That's an honest answer, all right.
Yeah, so no pressure there. Other than that, I'm just thinking about, I mean, we need to be, I don't know, it's going to sound like a cliche, like, you know, we need to be one step ahead. I mean, against hackers, you know, we need to be one step ahead compared to the bad guys. And we're implementing all these behavioral analysis engines, all these machine learning engines, all these, you know, local engines that are supposed to understand the behavior of a hacker, understand the behavior of what a hacker would do on a system. But we also need to understand that hackers are very creative, and the next bad behavior may not be so easily predicted.
Right.
So that's the thing that kind of keeps us, you know, on our toes. That's one of the core mindset of our research unit, to try to understand what could happen next. So it's not the current malware, it's not the current ransomware threats and all of these things, but if I was a hacker, what would I do that nobody else thought about doing?
You got to go into the future
and
think, this is an attack that can't happen now, it's not possible. But if it was possible, what would I do about it?
Yeah,
that's
exactly how
you have to think.
Yep.
If you do that, you know, you're going to be there.
And if you hire the bad guys, you become good guys.
That's right.
Get inside their heads.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming on SecurityGuyTV.com. It's Bitdefender, Bitdefender for our podcast folks. Bitdefender.com. Check them out. Been around 20 years. That's very impressive. Yep. And stand by for the next installment of Security Guy TV here at Black Hat 2017.